Late Night. Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu with you, and happy game day tomorrow. Let's welcome Kareem Jackson, Texans quarterback. Great to see you. Congratulations on the contract extension in the offseason. I know that's like far in the rearview mirror now, but it's kind of news to the late night crowd as we get ready for the season opener tomorrow. What about your level of excitement to finally play in a regular season game?
I'm extremely excited, you know, to get out there in our first test. You know, Kansas City, they definitely have some, you know, some weapons on their side of the ball, you know, offensively and defensively. But for us to go out there as a team, you know, first game in front of the home crowd, you know, definitely excited.
So it's been a pretty low-key offseason, would you say? I mean, you only got engaged, signed a contract extension, found out you're having a baby, appeared on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, pretty low-key.
Is it the craziest offseason that you've had?
Oh, man. And everything flew by so fast. And one more month, and you know, my first baby girl will be here. So, you know, definitely excited about that. But, you know, offseason has definitely been, you know, a blessing for me with the contract extension, getting engaged, and, you know, all of it.
And it felt like we had 18 defensive backs in training camp. I mean, there were so many guys in the defensive backfield. Right. In fact, drafting Kevin Johnson in the first round, what did you make of that? How's he fitting in, and what about the group as a whole?
He's fitting in great. You know, he's doing some great things out there. You know, he's one of those guys that's always eager to learn. You know, he's always asking questions. You know, he's always asking, you know, why are we doing this? And, you know, just trying to, you know, progress his game in each and every way. You know, every day he's here, you know, he's definitely, you know, working hard out there. And, you know, and I think, you know, he'll definitely be a great contribution to our defensive room.
I thought Romeo Crennel said something really interesting the other day. He said, he's learning not to be so touchy-feely down the field. Obviously, college rules are very different from the pros. Is that something you remember from your rookie year
that it's tough to learn? It's difficult to make that transition because in college you can, you know, kind of beat them up until the ball's in the air, you know. And now after five, you can't touch them. So, you know, games is getting to where it's against us, you know, defense-wise. But at the end of the day, you know, you just got to, you know, learn to play within the rules. And, you know, he's doing a great job of that.
All right, we mentioned the defensive backs. One of them, Jonathan Joseph, has been with you since you first got here. Well, actually, he got here in 2011. You got here in 2010 as a draft choice. But you guys went shopping on Hard Knocks. I thought that was a great scene. Do you guys hang out like that a lot in real life?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, man, I look at Jonathan like a big brother. You know, we go through a lot on the field and off the field. So, you know, when, you know, with him coming here, you know, my second year definitely helped me a lot on the field. And, you know, he's one of those guys you can go to about anything, you know. Like I say, he definitely helped me progress, you know, as a player and as a man in my life.
I noticed your shirt. It says Fly Guy. Some of the audience members were asking about it. This is part of your new line. Another low-key moment for you
another
in the offseason, designing your own clothing wear. Tell us a little bit about Fly Guy.
Fly Guy is just something I came up with. You know, I had a chance to, you know, design the hats and T-shirts last year for the team. And, you know, had a chance to do that. It was definitely a great opportunity for me, you know, with my passion for fashion. You know, I thought, you know, why not take it another step? And, you know, just started to kind of design my own line. And, you know, right now it started with T-shirts and hoodies and stuff. And we'll progress into some other things like, you know, button-ups and, you know, try to do a little bit of it all. So, right now, that's about it.
Is there going to be baby fashion, too?
Oh, definitely. I'm a little skeptical about it, but
Fly
I'll
baby,
definitely have
know?
To do something for my daughter. So,
hey, the shoes now. All right, great kicks, of course, as always. You're sort of the Imelda Marcos of the National Football League. So give us an idea of how many shoes you have.
I'm honestly to the point where I lost track, you know.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah. I take up about three closets right now at home. So, man.
Now, how does
who's got more shoes? Who's got more shoes?
Well,
how do you do that?
Nobody more than you, probably. But how does the fiance feel about this, Kareem? You're going to have to roll that back a little bit.
She puts up with it. Oh. You know, right now, I just can't help it. It's kind of an addiction for me. And, you know, I just kind of look at it. Everybody has something that they like, and, you know, shoes is my thing. So, you know, anytime I get a chance to kind of, you know, if I find me some shoes that I like, I got to have them. I mean, it's like you got to get them. You can't pass up on them because they may not be there anymore. So,
well, pretty soon babies are going to be your thing. So
it is,
we're looking forward to that.
And I told myself, you know, this last month I, you know, get all my shopping out of the way because next month it'll be all about her.
Well, it's going to be great. And you know what? We know Coach O'Brien loves to put the team in competitive situations. So we're going to put Kareem in a competitive situation with me and babies have a lot to do with this. So stick around. It's Texans Late Night.